is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Canada announced retaliatory tariffs on 25% on more than $150 billion worth of U.S. goods. China floated the possibility of countermeasures. It's after President Trump implemented tariffs on those two nations and Mexico. These tariffs could lead to higher prices on a range of U.S. consumer goods. And ABC's Alexis Christophorus says there could be other long-term effects.
Some economists say these higher prices could reignite inflation and prevent the Federal Reserve from lowering interest rates, which means rates on things like credit cards, home loans, and mortgages could stay higher for longer.
President said the tariffs are needed to encourage those countries to do more to keep fentanyl from entering the U.S. The NTSB and FAA say the American Airlines jet tried to pull up 1 second before colliding with an Army helicopter Wednesday as the investigation continues. And if you believe Punxsutawney Phil, there'll be 6 more weeks of winter after the groundhog saw his shadow. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The music of the stars, Doris Day.
We kiss in a shadow. We hide from the moon. Our meetings are few and over too soon. We speak in a whisper, afraid to be heard. When people speak not a word. Alone in our secret, together we sigh for one smiling day to be free.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for today. Highs near 50. A southwest wind developing at 5 to 10. For tonight, we will have a chance of a little bit of a rain-snow mix. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies. Winds turning to the northeast and lows in the upper 20s. It's 33 at our studios.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Emily Zippos is back as my guest co-host. We're going to talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn recusing himself from an Act 10 lawsuit. What does that mean? Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
To a lamppost, and a cop came up and said, "Are you all right, lady?" And I said, "Yes, it was only that stroke of lightning." But the cop didn't understand, and then I realized that nobody else saw the lightning hurry by. And I wasn't sure whether I should laugh or cry. So I said to myself, "Honey, you're in trouble." And I was, and I still am. Trouble, such beautiful trouble, and it's the most serious trouble I've had, and I'm glad I have a most exciting heart palpitation. This situation is completely out of hand, and it's grand. One day he's known me, and he wants to own me. I'm putting up a fight and hoping I lose. My doctor made a wise prediction. He said this wonderful affliction was simply that beautiful trouble called love. I try to be good, but it's hard to see good. If love is blind, Buster, hand me my cane, 'cause it's plain I'm in the most delicious new kind of danger. This perfect stranger strikes before the iron is hot, and why not? No longer am I bored, I'm on the high board. I took one look and I'm ready to leap. No time to even count to 10, kids. I'm shouting, "Here we go again, kids." I'm in that beautiful trouble called
I am sitting by our special window, looking out over the town that loved us so. New York has changed since it was ours. As I walk through Greenwich Village, it seems smaller now. And the arch at Washington Square, hardly big enough to hold two people as happy as we were.
You kissed me there. You kissed me in the summer night. You kissed me in the shadow of Washington Square. And the old man watched us with envy. And the young man smiled, and the young girl smiled. And the cars carefully dodged us as they rushed by. And their horns applauded as they went by. And then I drew away, and we walked. And didn't care how long it took us to get there. But somehow we always reached the door. The sign said, Ricky.
Ricky's is gone now. They closed the magic door and moved away.
Ricky. Welcome home. We want you here. Stay with us a while.
It was just another saloon with pretty good food.
But anyone who said that would be wrong. It was more than that. It was more than a place where people go to be fed or to linger over a glass of village wine. It was a place where a dream couldn't be misled, and you were mine. I loved you there.
Ricky's is gone now. They closed the magic door and moved away.
Music. Our life together seems almost like a concert with music accenting each scene. Music greeted us all along our way, and sometimes we'd stop and listen to it a while, When we felt like hearing music that smiled back at us, we went to Nick's. And if the music changed, we changed with it and held hands a little tighter as the blues went by.
You fill my life with meanness. Now you can fill my glass with dollar gin.
I think he's cute, don't you?
You fill my life with meanness. Now you can fill my glass with dollar gin.
I think you're cute, too.
I don't know where I'm going, but it won't be any place that I ain't been.
I think he's cute, and I think you're cute, and I think I'm cute. I think we're all just adorable.
When love flies out the window, hate comes crawling through the door.
He can say that again.
He can and he will.
When love flies out the window, hate comes crawling through the door.
Nice cheerful lyric, isn't it?
Yeah, like a sick baby.
I can't say I hate you, but I know I don't love you anymore.
Well, I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.
People will hear you.
You knew a lot of people, but you never knew right from wrong.
Sounds like some of your name-dropping friends.
Yes, you knew a lot of people, but you never knew right from wrong.
They're not so bad.
Well, they're name-droppers, aren't they?
I used to love your performance, but baby, you stayed on too long.
Yes, yes, don't we all?
I bought you lipstick for your mouth, mascara for your eyes, and a lot of fancy dresses that you wore for other guys. I want to see you close the door behind you by the time I count to ten, 'cause I never want to see your ugly face again. I'm tired, so tired of your low-down, nasty ways.
I believe this boy's had it, don't you?
I believe he has.
When a month has passed, baby, I will have been gone 30 days. Ooh, when a month has passed, baby, I will have been gone 30 days.
Music of the Stars, Judy Garland with John Ireland, and Gordon Jenkins, Ralph Brewster Singers, a great program for St. Valentine. It's called The Letter, and that's yet to come. The part about the letter, I mean. Judy was delighted to be able to do this album. She said, been a longtime admirer of Gordon Jenkins. Actually worked for them, several albums, and some personal engagements. Some of the songs were a bit difficult, she said. Well, you'll see that as we come back.
They play other people's music at Nick's now, not ours. Our music always needed two to be heard. And if the loudest drum sounded to us like a love song, well, that's the way it was. And that's the way it should be. I remember so well when we were first in love, how jealous I was of anything that would separate us, even for a little while. It seemed like you were always shopping or at the beauty parlor or having one of those endless lunches with the girls. I often wondered what you all talked about that kept you so long.
When a bunch of girls get together for a date in town, it always starts with brunch. Formerly known as lunch, and we talk about clothes and men, the new Broadway shows and men. We talk about the scandalous books we've read and the cute things somebody's baby said, but we always go back to men again. And again, and again. The worst kind of man, some girls will tell you, is the kind that drinks too much at parties, does boring imitations, wears a lampshade for a hat, and when he gets tired of that, he tells dirty stories, then passes out in the morning glories. I agree, he wouldn't be the man for me. The worst kind of man, in one girl's opinion, is a man who's in his early 50s but thinks he's Casanova. All his clothes are Ivy League, and he loves a gay intrigue. He has a lusty hunger only for girls that are 30 years younger. I agree, he wouldn't be the man for me. But still, when it's Saturday night and there's no one to take you to the dance, you look through your little black book. Let's see. No, not him. Look through your little black book. Oh, those jokes. I couldn't stand it. Once more through your little black book. Well, I guess he'll have to do. What's the use of talking? The worst kind of riding beats the best kind of walking. So take it from me. Don't be too choosy. He may be duller than cotton stockings and drives a 41 Chevy. And though his jokes are stale, he's breathing and he's male. What the heck if he's at your beck and call? You'll find the worst kind of man is much better than no man, no man, no man at all.
Earlier in my letter, I said New York had changed, and so it has. All but the park. Of all Manhattan, it's still the easiest place in which to be alone. But the park understands a lonely man. And when I see the trees on the avenue lean over the wall trying to get in, I want to get in too and hear the people sing. I see the trees on the avenue lean over the wall trying to get in. I want to get in too.
Wait for me. I want to be with you in the playgrounds underneath the trees on the lake at the zoo. I want to be. I sit in my room with your letter in my hand. An unwelcome doubt invades my mind. And I get mixed up. And I wonder who loves me and who doesn't love me. And I wonder who means it and who doesn't mean it. Then all of a sudden, I'm as sure can be. I need you more than you ever needed me.
So when the walls of my room start to close in on my silent phone, I run to our favorite field and walk the paths you loved so much. Sometimes in the park I try to trade my thoughts for those of strangers and borrow small pieces of their lives as they hurry by.
You should have seen the fellow I was out with last night. You know where he took me? Longchamps he took me.
Mama, can I buy something? Mama, can I?
We'll see.
Why, it's disgraceful. After all, what do the drama critics know about art in the theater? I mean real art. Now you take my last play, the big scene where I go.
Can I, Mama? Can I? Please, Mama?
After a while.
Hey, Mo, how'd you make out last night, huh, Mo?
Same old thing. Just a lot of heavy breathing.
It's been a long time between letters, but it's taken me that long to realize how much I need you, how necessary you are to my happiness. At the time, it was almost impossible to answer your last letter. You made it painfully clear how you felt about me.
That
that's all there is. There isn't any more, my sweet. I've gone about as far as I can go. I realize the things you did, you had to do, and they weren't so terribly bad to do. But you shouldn't have told me. I didn't want to know. Maybe I tried too hard. I thought that we could reach the sky. I guess the mountain was too high to climb. I put a sign that says for sale on all my dreams and a permanent lock on my door. That's all there is. But if you need me, call me baby. Call me. Like the rain.
As I walk around New York without you, every street seems to bring back a different part of our life together. Little bars where we'd meet, the museums that I unsuccessfully resisted, and the corner where we met one Sunday morning and had one of our more spectacular fights. It was Easter, and we had come out to watch the parade.
Hello, 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 hello. Glad to see me?
You're not serious about that hat, are you?
You don't like it?
Well, after all, honey, it isn't Halloween.
Halloween? Well, how did I ever get mixed up with such a fathead? How did I ever get involved with such a dunce? How could I ever love a man who has a taste of a goat and let the best years of my life go all to waste, unquote? Really?
Look, all I said was I didn't like your hat.
I suppose you'd rather have that dame you used to go with, the one with scraggly hair who never took a bath. I may be dumb, but I'm twice as smart as you. So there, so scram, so long, get lost. This time we're really through.
Look, you're making a big scene over nothing.
Go back to your comic books, you mental giant. From now on, I'm gonna be so self-reliant. You won't know me.
I don't want to know you the way you're acting.
You were the one who started it.
I started it? What do you mean I started it?
I'll be the one to finish it.
That's where you're wrong. I'm going to finish it, and right now.
Go ahead. Strike me, you brute. You wouldn't dare. Stay away. Don't touch me. Don't come any nearer, or I'll scream. I mean it. I'll scream. I'll...
Saying?
Oh, saying. Who cares? Kiss me again.
Midnight. Another day has hurried out of town to make room for tomorrow. Another day to waste. Wondering where you are, what you are doing. In the good days, I always knew where you were at midnight. You were with me.
When the clock strikes 12 in this small suburban town, almost all the folks are fast asleep. And there's no one to say, here's a brand new day. Maybe this will be a day I can keep. But when we were in love in New York, and the clock struck midnight, and a bright new tomorrow was near, we thanked lucky stars, we weren't in Texas, but right there in New York, where the skyscrapers masked our state of mind, we lived in a neon dream of love and youth combined. It was all and it becomes distressingly clear at the end of each identical day. Tomorrow doesn't shine as brightly when you are far, far away. At the stroke of midnight, some special midnight, I'll make the most of the night time. I'll be on the right street at the right time. And maybe you'll walk up to me with a soft hello, and I will take your hand and follow you.
Words to end this letter. It must be because the thoughts it holds can have no end. It must be as clear to you as it is to me. We belong together and will be, have to be together. There just isn't anything else to say.
Come back before the summer is gone. Come back before the aging leaves start falling. Come take me back to New York while there still is time, time to begin. Was never really ended. Our kind of desperate faith is everlasting. Your love has never left its home within my secret heart. The words you write are true. That's the way. Just the way you say it was, that's the way it should be and will be. I don't want written words. I want your arms around me. I want to hear your voice, your reassuring words once more. Tell me how beautiful I am, the way you always used to do. The past is a dark street. I was never sure of, but it's behind us now. The future will find us now.
Music of the Stars, Judy Garland, John Ireland, and Gordon Jenkins. John Ireland was an Academy Award nominee, Best Supporting Actor for 1949's All the King's Men. Jeannie Mancini was in the choir, and so was Norma Zimmer, Sally Sweetland, and Luli Neem Norman. Luli is the voice you hear in the Star Trek theme song. Music of the Stars. See, I mentioned this earlier. I want to mention it again. Sometime, and this station is sometime obligated to carry sports programs. Green Bay Packers and Milwaukee Brewers. And Milwaukee and Green Bay basketball and even Madison college games. And if that happens and you want to continue hearing the Music of the Stars, well, the trick is, and it's no trick at all, just get into civicmedia.us. Or you Racine Kenosha listeners, Lake County, Illinois, you're the ones that'll be affected. So if you want to check it in and continue on with the flow, check out WAUK. At 5:40 a.m., the Waukesha station, and the Music of the Stars. The Cornish Rhapsody is just now a beautiful thing. That's perfect for a Valentine's holiday. And I've got more, including some original ones. 101 strings. These guys are 124 strings. All guys except for the harpist. And they're really not in America. They're in Hamburg, Germany. Directed by Wilhelm Stefan. Music of the Stars.
Blue when you're away. My heart longs for you, so won't you stay, my darling, hold me tight and whisper to me, then soft through a starry night, I hear a rhapsody. Through a starry night, I hear a rhapsody.
Now stand by for CBS News. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Listeners in Kenosha, Racine, Lake County, Illinois, if we're cut off by sports, it won't happen on the network. Just check up with, WAUK 540. Yeah, that's right. Nat Cole with Billy May.
There's rhythm down in Martinique Isle that has any minuet beat a mile for low-down quality, and they call it the Ebony Rhapsody. Instead of playing music like you do, they supply a little classical voodoo. They keep swinging that thing and singing that Ebony Rhapsody. It's got those licks, it's got those tricks that Mr. Litz would never recognize. It's got that beat, that tropic heat. They shake until they make the old thermometer rise. Oh, brother, yes, they all have bandanas. They go to market singing happy hosannas, swaying to that Ebony Rhapsody.
Above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Trump administration's demand that at least six senior FBI officials retire or be fired, and the possibility of more scrutiny on agents who worked on the January 6th investigations, is the wrong move, says New Jersey's former Republican governor and U.S. Attorney Chris Christie.
In the threat assessment we have right now across the world, to lose that many agents and then take a year to a year and a half to try to replace them is incredibly dangerous for our national security. And for what? Because they did their jobs.
Economists are warning of higher prices for American consumers after President Trump implemented tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China. Those are the first shots in a trade war, as Canada's already announced 25% tariffs in retaliation. Tonight in Los Angeles, the Grammy Awards. Beyonce leads all nominees with 11. And if you believe Punxsutawney Phil, there'll be six more weeks of winter after the groundhog saw his shadow. This is ABC News.